Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Rob Jollis is the one and only, too. He's the president of Jollis Associates. He's the author of something under 100 books, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, including customer-centered selling. How many editions have you been out? Is this one been out, Job? Rob?
Actually, it's in its second edition, in all fairness.
But like the 150th printing, it's ridiculous, folks.
Somewhere under a million editions. I love that quote.
How to Change Minds is another one. That's the most recent one, right?
Yeah, it's also that book I like because I love all my books, but that's the first book I have an audio book on. And for many people, particularly salespeople who are in territories, they send me emails all the time. Can you make this an audio? So it's a nice audio book.
Yeah, I'm still working on that with mine. So, Rob, folks, we're talking about the tune of confidence. Rob calls it the tune of confidence. He and I've been talking about the relationship between belief and confidence. I believe they're related. We can all discuss whether that one's the chicken and one's the egg, but they got to be there together, I think. And Rob just gave us a great story about how he used his ideas to help people get out of a rut, get out of their own way, and find new opportunities by learning how to sing the tune of confidence. So now you got a story to tell us, Rob.
Well, I wanted to tell you one more, and it's actually in that article. But in a sense, I bumped into
Tell the audience what when you keep saying it, Barticle. Tell them what Barticle is.
Well, it's not a blog, and it's not an article. It's a barticle, meaning there's a personal element to it, because I like that in a blog, but I want to learn something when I read a blog. So it's the article end of it to me is, don't just tell me you had a tuna sandwich. Tell me what you learned from that sandwich so that we could all learn something.
Right.
So it's kind of a combination. All right. So the story goes like this. I was 21, and I was trying to get hired. I never told you this, Jim. I was trying to get hired by New York Life, and actually, a company you know, and actually they turned me down the first time because they gave me a personality exam. And before I took it, I said to them, remember that one? And I said to them, well, how do you want me to take this? And they said, you can't fool this test. Just take it like you. Well, you needed a 16 out of 20. I got a 4. The guy said it was one of the lowest he'd ever scored. Can't hire me. And I grumbled, and I should have taken it like an insurance salesman. And he said, listen, you can't fool this test. I said, okay, but could I take it one more time? And again, I was an unconscious competent. Before I walked in, I thought, you're Benny Van Buren, it's damn Yankees. What am I eating? How am I walking? How do I stand? What pen am I holding? And I took that test. I got a 19 out of 20, which was one of the highest scores ever at New York Life, and I was hired because I became the insurance salesman.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I first started thinking, you know, there's more to this than we're giving it credit. We can think and be genuine, but really assume that character. And one last thing. How many people, Jim, do you bump into who are maybe 25 and they're in the financial industry and their concern is, I'm too young, I know I'm going to be too young? Well, if you play a character of I'm too young, that's exactly what's going to come across the table. What if you walked in and your character was, I'm on the cutting edge of technology, I'm Series 7 certified, I'm sharp, I'm able, I'm capable, and I'm ready to roll. And you're going to be fortunate if you have an opportunity to work with me. How about we play that character?
Right.
And that's how we become believable.
And this is exactly. And the more and all you have to have is you have to start with that, and you have to believe it. But then you have to go road test it, and you have to have a success. You have to find out. You have to figure out how to do it. And make it a success, and once you get one success story, one on base, so to speak, then after that it gets easier. Then you get two successes, and after that it gets easier.
You don't have to struggle so hard with that character. You know, once I flailed around a little bit at New York Life, But then I got hot, and I sold a lot of insurance. And when I did, and I made the highest club at New York Life, guess what? I walked differently. I wore a different suit.
Yeah.
I actually believed I was the best salesman out of 73 agents in that office. And as long as I believed it, everybody else did.
Right.
So it's like a waterfall. One thing supports another. That's why that confidence is important.
Right. There's no question about it. And okay, the blarticle is at jollis.com?
Yeah, they'll see it right there.
All right, folks, so go read that. I promise you it'll help you. Whatever you've got going on, give it to your salespeople. That's how about that? Hey, Rob, good job today. Thanks for being here. Jollis.com, right? Jolles.
Yes, sir. Great talking to you, Jim.
Come back soon.
Okay.
Rob Jollis, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? That was a great visit. Actually, I got to go for this hour, but I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.